Tom King back here at the Everest Fieldhouse as we get set for action. The game, first game of our doubleheader tonight, the girls' game between Everest and East. East in red tonight with black and white trim. Evergreens are in white with their green and gold trim. Hannah Studeman, Paige Zarnick, Kira Hammond, McKenna Hammond, and Kennedy Stoll for Everest. Abby Thompson, Gabby Bratz, Maddie Krieger, Elizabeth Bollinger, and Kit Kronberger for Wausau East. Both teams at center court, and we're set to go. It'll be Kennedy Stoll jumping up against Liz Bollinger here. And we're underway, and it'll be East who will have the first possession. Maddie Krieger will bring it into the front court. Krieger yo-yos the dribble. Everest coming out man-to-man. Abby Thompson's got it left wing. Bratz top of the key. Now they get it to Kronberger. Kronberger passes back outside to Bollinger. Krieger left wing. Now it's Thompson. Thompson to Bollinger, right side. Kronberger out on top. She's going to drive, then kick it to the wing. Thompson back out on top. Good ball movement by the Lumberjacks. Haven't been able to look for a shot yet. Thompson, they're trying to post up Bollinger inside. Wasn't there, so they kick it back outside to Krieger. Gives it to Kronberger. Out on top to Bratz. Problem is, when you have a possession that's this long, the chance of a turnover is greater as well. Krieger's got it outside the arc. Now Kronberger. Krieger almost traveled. Kronberger gives it to Bollinger off a screen, launches a three. Got it. Liz Bollinger, when she hits her first shot of the night, that usually bodes well for the Lumberjacks, and she knocks down a three. Good possession by East. They worked a lot of time off the clock and then knocked down a three. Everest will have it front court. This is Kira Hammond. Hammond was so effective in the first game between these two teams. Hammond looks inside, not there. Kicks it back out to McKenna Hammond. She's got the dribble. Lumberjacks coming out man-to-man here. They're trying to post up Kennedy Stoll inside. Kronberger's fronting her. Everest backs it out now. Backs out the dribble near half court. Hannah Studeman wants to drive. Goes wing. Kicks it inside. Ball knocked away. Evergreens keep it. They swing it to the wing. Three ball launched. That's off the bracket. No good. Kronberger kept the rebound alive and got it to Bratz. And they hurry it ahead. In transition, they get it to Maddie Krieger. She lays it up and in. Maddie Krieger with the transition basket for the Lumberjacks, and they lead it here 5-0. They get it left wing. Kira Hammond looks for the baseline. Not there, and now she throws it away into the backcourt. Thompson's going to run that down, and it is. They're going to say it was touched by the Lumberjacks. Sure didn't look like it. Abby Thompson asking the official, but Everest will keep the basketball. They're going to say East got a piece of that one as it was thrown into the backcourt and went out of bounds. So the Evergreens have it. They bring it ahead. Left wing, McKenna Hammond. Hammond tries a pass, dangerous pass. It got through, though. Now they've got it left wing, back out on top. This is Paige Zarnick, now gets it right wing. Baseline cut off on the drive attempt by Kira Hammond. She throws it back out on top. They get it left wing, Paige Zarnick, back out on top to Hannah Studeman. Studeman throws it down on the right baseline. Into the lane, shot put up, that's no good. Rebound is knocked, it's a little loose. Offensive rebound put back, that's no good. And then it goes out of bounds and last touched by East. Everest will keep it again. So the Evergreens will inbound it here. They loft it in to Paige Zarnick. She spins in the paint, kicks it back outside. Everest will set it up. Trying to post up Stoll. This time Bollinger fronting her underneath. Everest with it. Kira Hammond right wing. Now back out on top. McKenna Hammond gives it off to Studeman. Left wing to Paige Zarnick. They swing it around the perimeter. Out on top. Zarnick once again. Studeman picked up her dribble. Gives it off to McKenna Hammond. Good defense by the Lumberjacks. Not allowing anything to get into the paint. Now here's a long three ball launch. That's up and in for McKenna Hammond. She was a couple of steps behind the line and drained that one. Everest really needed that. 5-3. Lumberjacks break pressure. Bollinger front court. Kicks it to an open Maddie Krieger for three. That's going to be off the mark. No good. And the rebound grabbed by the Evergreens. They want to run in transition. They've got a person ahead. Shot put up and in. That was Kira Hammond with the basket in transition. And we're tied at five. Now we get a whistle in the backcourt. It's going to be a foul on Everest. That'll go against Hannah Studeman. In the full court pressure, Studeman will pick up her first foul. Non-shooting foul. Lumberjacks will inbound it here. Gabby Bratz gets it into Abby Thompson. She's being pressured in the backcourt. Now picks up her dribble and throws it out of bounds. Unforced turnover there. Thompson just threw it wildly, and it went out of bounds. And the Evergreens have it with a chance to take the lead. On the dribble, Kira Hammond goes to the right side. Free throw line extended out on top off a screen. That's Studeman. Thompson fought through the screen to get in her face and not allow the shot. Zarnik with it, gives it off to Kira Hammond. They swing it, left wing, Zarnik puts it on the floor, now back outside, passing up to three, Kira Hammond, she gives off the ball to her sister, now pass on the left side, shot put up and out, no good, rebound is loose, now we're going to get a foul on the Lumberjacks, and Everest will go to the line. Kira Hammond missed the shot, and in the battle for the rebound, I think they got Kronberger. Actually, they're going to get Gabby Bratz. Bratz will get the foul, her first. And it'll be McKenna Hammond at the line to shoot two here. First one, back bracket and off. No good. She'll get one more. 13:42 to play first half. We're tied at five in this girls' basketball matchup. The boys' game still to come. And then it'll be hockey, Everest and West. Second free throw also no good. Rebound is grabbed by Bratz. She quickly gets the pass ahead, but it's knocked away and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Everest. East will have it. Abby Thompson will look to get it in. And does to Maddie Krieger. Krieger to Bratz. Picked up her dribble now. Needs some help. Gives it off to Krieger. Lumberjacks look a little confused here as they set up the half-court offense. Abby Thompson with it to Bratz. Left side free throw, right side free throw line extended. Kronberger puts it on the floor in the paint. Kicks it out to Bollinger. She passed up a three. Now kicks it out to Krieger. Head fake to the free throw line to Kronberger. Kicks it to the wing. Bratz is going to launch a three from there. No good. Got knocked out of bounds. No whistle. Here comes Everest back the other way in transition. There's a drive shot put off the glass. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It will be. They're going to ask. Nobody saw it. They're not going to make a call. Who are they going to give the ball to? None of the officials saw who touched it last. They're going to give it to Everest. Actually, they're going to give it to East. All right. All three looked at each other and said, I don't know. So Bratz will inbound it here and throw it ahead and threw it away. That just can't happen. Trying to break pressure, you make a wild pass, and it's easily intercepted. Everest passes down low. Double team comes. Shot put up, blocked by Bollinger. Goes out of bounds. Saved by Everest, though. And they'll set up the half-court offense. They're getting a lot of second chances at the hoop here in this the early going of this game. Skip pass cross court. McKenna Hammond. Now three ball launch. That's short, no good. Long rebound, though. Grabbed by Everest. Shot put up. That's no good. And the rebound grabbed by the Lumberjacks this time. And then we get a whistle and a foul called in the backcourt on the Evergreens. And that foul is going to go on Kennedy Stoll. That's her first. Substitutions. Elsie Ambord comes into the game for the Lumberjacks. Lily Messman in the game as well. Now East breaks pressure. They get the ball ahead to Thompson. Goes in for a layup. Put it up and in. Broke pressure that time and got Thompson the basketball for an easy layup. 7-5 East. Everest back into the front court. Kira Hammond. Now out on top, Hannah Studeman gives it off to Kira Hammond again. Now it's Zarnik right wing. Everest staying with their starting five on the floor right now. Long three ball launch. That's short, no good. Another offensive rebound shot blocked by Ambord. Oh, they're going to get a foul. The outside official called that. If that's on Ambord, boy, that's a tough one right there. Looked like Elsie had a clean block. Everest will go to the line, though. Zarnik will shoot two. The outside official, well away from the play, made that call, and it looked like Ambord got ball, but Zarnik will go to the line to shoot two here. First one's in and out, no good. And the Evergreens have started 0 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. First substitution for Everest, it's Braylon Beiler coming into the game. And McKenna Hammond will take a breather. Second foul shot coming here for Paige Zarnik. It's up and in. She got one of two. 7-6, Lumberjacks by one. And now to break pressure. They get it to Thompson. She hurries it ahead. Gets it to Bollinger. Bollinger to Bratz. Back to Bollinger. Left side free throw line extended. Down low to Thompson. She dribbles it back outside. Thompson outside to Messman. Lily Messman wants to drive. Throws up a wild shot off the rim. No good. Everest with the rebound. And then we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on East in the backcourt. If that's on Ambord, that's her second, and it is. Elsie Ambord comes in and picks up two quick fouls. We're going to get a timeout call here. We'll take one as well. 11:30 to play first half. Lumberjacks leading here 7-6 in girls basketball. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Girls Hoops Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Lowe's helps pros like you put more toward your bottom line with everyday savings throughout the store. Like 10% off when you buy 12 or more cans of Great Stuff foam spray. Purchase 64 or more sheets of OSB and you'll also save 10%. And you can be sure that whatever size the job, we'll have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store. Our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, U.S. only.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Everest Fieldhouse. Evergreens have the basketball out of the timeout. They bring it ahead into the front court. They get it right wing to Braylon Beiler. Beiler inside. Double team comes. They lost the handle on the ball. It's loose. Rotz will grab it and then get fouled by one of the Evergreens in the backcourt. Non-shooting foul. I think that's going to go on Beiler. That's her first. And East will inbound it. Everest continuing to put pressure on, although, yeah, they forced a two turnovers and also. And now Lumberjacks are going to turn it over. They inbounded it to Messman, who was standing on the end line. So Everest will get the basketball on the turnover. Riley Zuliger in the game for the Evergreens. Everest lofts it in, and they get it in over the top to Kira Hammond. Hammond outside to Zuliger. Brought Beiler, and now ball taken away by Messman. She steals it, wants to hurry it ahead to Thompson. Pull-up jumper in the paint, got it. Abby Thompson knocks down the short jumper in the lane. 9-6, Lumberjacks by 3. Everest front court, right wing, free throw line extended. Now the double team comes. Messman gets another steal. No, Everest gets it back, but Messman knocks it into the back court. Nearly had the steal. And the Evergreens will set it up again, half court. Zuliger with it. Now right wing to Braylon Beiler. Beiler puts it on the floor, gets rid of it. There's a travel. He got away with one. Drive in the lane. Shot put up. That's no good. Offensive rebound, though. Put back up by Zuliger. She missed the shot, got her own rebound, and put it up and in. 9-8. And Messman will throw it away out of bounds. Actually, last touch by Everest. East will keep it. They bailed him out right there. Messman made a wild pass, and it went out of bounds. It was going to go out of bounds anyway, and Everest touched it. So the Lumberjacks have it here. Thompson will look to get it in. Now substitution, Haley Kaler is going to come into the game for Gabby Bratz for the Lumberjacks. Thompson looks to get it in and does quickly to Messman. Right back to Thompson, right wing. Now back out on top. Messman's got it. Picked up her dribble now, needs some help, gives it back to Thompson. She dribbles it back between the circles, and the Lumberjacks will set it up. Kaylee Kaler off a screen comes out. Now Bollinger comes out to grab it. Messman outside. Savannah Spees in the game for East as well. Gets it back to Thompson. Thompson goes baseline, tried to feed it. It goes right to Spees. She shoots and gets the shooter's roll off the rim a couple of times, and it falls for Savannah Spees. 11-8 Lumberjacks. Spees is a freshman getting some varsity time this season. Here's a three ball launched out on top by the Evergreens. Banked in by Hannah Studeman. Banked it home and we're tied at 11. Lumberjacks break pressure. Now the ball stolen. Pass taken away by the Evergreens. They want to attack in transition. Ball nearly knocked away. Studeman keeps it, drives in, gets rid of it to Beiler. Beiler drives, throws it off the glass up and in. And the Evergreens have the lead for the first time tonight, 13-11. East breaks pressure. Messman front court gets it to Kaler. Now back outside Bollinger. She's going to drive down the lane, throw up a runner. No, but a foul, and she'll go to the line for two shots. And that foul will be called on Kennedy Stoll. That's going to be her second. And Elizabeth Bollinger at the line for two free throws here for the Lumberjacks. First one is up and in. Our game brought to you in part tonight by ENT and Allergy Associates, now in their new location near the corner of 28th Avenue and Stewart Avenue across from Menards in Wausau. 12, make that 13-12, Everest by one. Bollinger can tie it up here with another free throw. It's on the way, and it's up and in. She got them both. And we're tied at 13. Everest will bring it ahead. Right wing, Braylon Beiler. Now out on top, Riley Zuliger. They swing it to the left side to Hannah Studeman. Crossover dribble. Still on the dribble. Drives in, throws up a shot, up and in. Hannah Studeman splits two defenders and puts it up. She's got 5 points. And the Evergreens lead at 15-13. Thompson front court. Gives it to Bratz. They're looking to post up Bollinger. Not there. Kronberger back in the game. Gives it off to Thompson. At the free throw line, kicks it outside. Bollinger to Kaler. She wants to go baseline. And the ball taken right out of her hands. Fifth turnover on the Lumberjacks, and back the other way come the Evergreens. Out on top, Zuliger. Beiler, top of the key. Now a drive in. Shot put up and in by Riley Zuliger. She gets her second hoop of the night. Evergreens have warmed up here. They lead it now 17-13. Shooting a high percentage right now. Bratz with it. Gives it to Bollinger. Now it's Thompson. Out on top, Kronberger. Puts it on the floor. She's going to drive, pull up, shoot. And it rims out, no good. Everest with the rebound. And back the other way they come. Right wing. Beiler's got it. Emma Piet in the game for the Evergreens. Zuliger, right wing. Now out on top again to Beiler. They lofted down low, threw it away, but it went off Kronberger's hands out of bounds. Everest will keep it. Substitutions. Lily Messman's going to check back in. And Maddie Krieger comes back in for East as well. Kaler and Bratz go out. 7:32 to play first half. Everest leading here 17-13. They have the basketball. They inbound it to Zarnik. And give it back to Beiler. Beiler dribbles out on top. Now an overplay near steal by Thompson. Now they loft it down low. Double team comes. They kick it back outside. Everest will kick it back out and reset. Studeman with it between the circles. Now kicks it to the wing. Beiler. Top of the key now to Studeman. Looking inside, nothing there. Now it's Beiler. They swing it around the perimeter again. There's a drive. Shot put off the glass, up and in. Riley Zuliger has had three drives to the basket. She's 3 out of 4 from the field. 19-13. And East wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:54 to play first half. Everest leading here by 6. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Girls Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you could earn. Amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. You get the cash back and then even more cash back to match it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match.
It's a website just for East fans. Everythinglumberjacks.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at the Everest Fieldhouse. First game of our triple header tonight. We've got double header hoops. Everest and East in girls and boys basketball, and then hockey, as the Evergreens will take on Wausau West at Marathon Park. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done here. East will have the basketball out of the timeout, trailing by 6. It's 19-13. Abby Thompson will bring it ahead for the Lumberjacks. Give it off to Lily Messman. They loft it down low to Bollinger off the glass. Up and in. That was a beautifully designed play that worked to perfection right there. Bollinger got the layup. 19-15. Everest by 4. Now Messman with a steal in the backcourt. Goes up and gets the hoop. Messman with the steal and the basket. And just like that, The Lumberjacks have cut the deficit to two. It's 19-17. And now Everest is going to throw it away again. Turnover in the backcourt. Throw the pass out of bounds. East will get it back. So good time out there by Jeff Walvogel as the Lumberjacks have converted two baskets and created a couple of turnovers here since the timeout, and now they have a chance to tie or take the lead. Thompson front court gives it off to Messman. Puts it on the floor, wants to drive, now backs it out. Bollinger outside to Kronberger. Kronberger gives it to Abby Thompson. Thompson at the three-point line gives it off to Messman. Messman looks inside, tried to loft it down. Now it's grabbed by Maddie Krieger. Now back out to Messman. Messman tries to cross over the dribble. Had it taken away, got it back. Now gives it off to Bollinger. To Thompson. Thompson wants to go baseline. Kicks it outside. Messman's open for three. Launches. Left it short. Air ball. Well, rebound, though, grabbed by Bollinger. East will reset. Krieger's thinking about a long three. Now she backs it out to Thompson. Bollinger inside the arc. Gives it off to Messman. Kronberger comes out to get it top of the key. Gives it to Thompson. Gets a screen. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line. Feeds it to Kronberger. I don't know if that was a pass or a shot. Thompson thought she got fouled. Kronberger's going to get a layup. I think that shot was blocked, and it went right into the hands of Kronberger, who got a layup. Everest breaks pressure, and they get it. Basket on the other end. Paige Zarnik on a nice feed. And it's 21-19, Everest by two. Messman front court. Picked up her dribble, gives it to Bollinger. Left side free throw line extended. Thompson top of the key. Gives it off to Maddie Krieger. Krieger looks for a cutter. Tries to throw it into Bollinger. It's knocked away, but she grabs it back. Krieger gives it to Thompson. Thompson. Skip pass cross court. Messman, ball fake inside. Now back outside to Maddie Krieger. Bollinger. Bollinger to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Thompson. Now Messman comes. She's going to put it on the floor. Shot blocked at the free throw line. Everest saves it from going out of bounds. Here come the Evergreens back the other way. And into the front court, Kira Hammond had the dribble. Now she gives it off. Braylon Byler, left wing now to Kira Hammond. Picked up her dribble, needs some help. Wild pass, and they're going to throw it away out of bounds. Fourth turnover on the Evergreens. Hannah Studeman's going to check back in for Everest. Lumberjacks have it, trailing by two, 21-19. 4:03 to play here, first half. Messman will bring it into the front court. Left wing to Krieger. Catches and shoots off the back bracket. No good. And they're going to get a foul on the Lumberjacks. It's going to be on Messman, I think, crashing the boards from outside. And Everest will have the basketball. Non-shooting foul. Kennedy Stoll checks back in for the Evergreens. Elsie Amboard's going to come back in for East at the first opportunity. She's going to be playing with two fouls. Kit Kronberger will take a seat. And Everest will bring it ahead. Hannah Studeman into the front court. Gives it off to Zarnik. Zarnik looks for a cutter, throws it inside. Ball lost and then grabbed away and grabbed by Maddie Krieger. Pass ahead to Thompson, and she rolls the layup off the rim on the other end. They get the steal and can't convert at the basket, and Everest with the rebound. Back the other way come the Evergreens. Kira Hammond picked up her dribble. She gets rid of it. McKenna Hammond. Studeman with it, now gives it off. Back out on top, McKenna Hammond. Everest with it into the hands of Hannah Studeman. Cross-court pass, McKenna Hammond. Down low, double team comes, they kick it out. Long three ball launched, back bracket no good. The rebound kept alive by Amboard, but right into the hands of Hannah Studeman, who scores. Amboard had one hand on it, couldn't corral it though, and it went right into the hands of Studeman, who put it up and in. 23-19, Everest by four. Bollinger, front court, gives it off to Maddie Krieger between the circles. Now it's Thompson. Top of the key to Lily Messman. Messman, bullet pass inside, knocked away. Ill-advised, there was a double team there on Amboard inside. Sixth turnover on the Lumberjacks. Everest has it back here. They pass inside. Shot blocked. But Everest with an offensive rebound. Another shot. That was partially blocked. Another offensive board up and in. Three shots at the basket that time, and Kennedy Stoll gets the hoop. We get a timeout. We'll keep it right here. And our game is brought to you in part by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Auto body work is competitive until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. It's Abra Auto Body on Wausau's northwest side. Also by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. They finance fun mortgage and construction loans, too. It's Cloverbelt Credit Union. Both of these teams have been struggling, as we talked about before the game started. Everest has lost 8 in a row. They're 2-14 on the year. The Lumberjacks are 4-11. They've dropped 6 games in a row. Everest won the first meeting between these two teams, 55-44, back on December 13th. So East will have the basketball out of the timeout. Gabby Bratz back into the game. Inbounds it to Thompson. Now Bratz gets it back. Her pass is knocked away and stolen. Just an ill-advised long pass. Everest back the other way. Shot put up. No, but a foul. They're going to get Bratz. Once again, just ill-advised turnovers, ill-advised passes. 7 turnovers on East here in the half, and it's been a problem for as long as I can remember. The idea of making a pass that's very difficult instead of dribbling a little bit or finding a better option. First free throw is up and in for Hannah Studeman. She's got 8 points, and she'll get another free throw here. Everest leading now 26-19. Second free throw rattles over the front of the rim and in. She got them both. Bratz looking to inbound it. Full court pressure. Now she gets it in to Thompson. Thompson double teamed. Long pass ahead. She gets it to Krieger, and now she throws it away. Everest with another steal. Back the other way come the Evergreens, and now they throw it away. Bratz comes away with the steal on an entry pass inside. So back-to-back turnovers, one on each team, and Bratz will bring it ahead. I think she got poked in the eye. They're going to call an official's timeout. Bratz might have to come out of the game. She's going to come to the sidelines, or she's going to say she's all right. Looks like she got poked in the eye. She's going to be all right, I guess, and stay in the game. So the inbound side court as we go under 2 minutes to play in the half. Krieger looks inside. Now back out to Thompson. Thompson puts it on the floor. Now gives it to Krieger. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be East basketball. Lumberjacks look very confused right now. Everest by 8. Thompson, front court for the Lumberjacks. Left wing to Maddie Krieger. Now it's Bratz out on top. They swing it to Thompson. Thompson to Ambord. Bounce pass to Bratz, and now a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Evergreens. That's going to go on Kira Hammond. That's her first. East will inbound it side court. 15 foul on Everest. Bratz looks to get it in and does to Maddie Krieger. Krieger to Thompson. Thompson, top of the key to Bollinger. Bollinger to Krieger. They swing it to Bratz. Now it's Thompson. Krieger, ball nearly knocked away. Krieger keeps it. Bratz with it. Minute 14 to play in the half. Thompson looks inside. Now outside to Bollinger. Top of the key. She backs out the dribble. Gives it off to Thompson. Good defense by Everest, not allowing a pass inside. Thompson, bounce pass to Bratz. Right side, free throw line extended. Back out on top to Krieger. They get it to the wing to Thompson. She's going to launch a long three. Short, no good. Long rebound comes out to Thompson. East will get it again. Bratz open for three. She launches and hits. Gabby Bratz for three from the left wing. 27-22 Evergreens. Everest front court, 37 seconds to play in the half. Looks like they'll play for one here. Zarnik with it. Back outside to Kiara Hammond. Into the hands of McKenna Hammond. Now 19 seconds to play in the half. They dribble around near the center circle. Studeman's got it. Studeman hands it off to Kira Hammond. Krieger's out on her. Now they pass it. Here's a ball fake and a drive by Studeman. Pull-up jumper on the baseline. She hit it. Hannah Studeman's been the key for Everest here in the first half, and that's how the first half will come to an end. And the Evergreens lead it here at halftime by 7, 29-22. We'll take a timeout, come back, recap the first half after this. You are listening to East Everest Girls Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.